Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. And like, as I always say, you know, just truly be part of the conversation, be part of the solution. Make sure that you're doing something that makes a difference. You know, not stuff that just makes you happy, but stuff that actually makes a difference. And you are not always right. I'm not always right. I get it, not stupid. I try to get it right. I go by information that some of you give me. Thanks a lot. Do a little checkup, will you? When these things happen, yeah, check it out first. I so much would appreciate that. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, a lot happening, a lot you can get involved with, a lot you can discuss. And I mean, man, the stories that you guys throw at me every night on a regular basis, there is a lot going on. There's a lot we need to be talking about. I won't say concerned. What was help me out in the chat room. You have a better vocabulary than I do. But I am concerned that you don't really understand, you really don't know what's going on around you. When it comes to, even here in L.A., L.A. County, what our supervisors doing, what the elected mayor, the city council members, what they're doing, our supervisors for the county. And the only way you can push back, the only way you can make something different happen is you got to get engaged. You got to get involved. You got to be willing to do something. And a lot of people aren't. They, oh, Joe, I don't want to get involved. I don't want my kid retaliated against. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. God, stop sending me this stuff. 5563. City of Seattle's going to pay a huge settlement in the BLM lawsuit. They're going to pay $10 million to settle lawsuits from a group of BLM demonstrators injured by police during the 2020 uprising in the protest of George Floyd's murder. Now, the lawsuit that was filed in King County Superior Court almost 3 years ago, it had cost the city millions of dollars in defense and expert witnesses, fees. Among the 50 plaintiffs were a woman who had a heart attack when she was struck in the chest by a Seattle Police Department blast ball, a man who was hospitalized in a coma after his arrest, and a veteran who uses a cane and was gassed and tackled because he didn't retreat fast enough. Just amazing. Other included a teenager whose finger was partially blown off by a blast ball, and dozens of others who suffered permanent hearing loss, broken bones, concussions, wounds, bruising, emotional damage at the hands of the Seattle police officers. Now, City Attorney Ann Davidson said the settlement was the best financial decision for the city, considering the risk, costs, and insurance. You know, and how much time it's taken them to work it through. I don't know what the issue, I really don't, to a big degree. But as I recall, I'd have to go back and look, right? It was not a protest. It was a riot. Right? And what I think is funny is they say it's peaceful protesters. They disregarded the law. Right? When they were told to disperse, they disregarded that. The pictures I see doesn't look like it's totally peaceful. Now, the district attorney said that the her office reviewed hundreds, I mean, the person's attorney said her office reviewed hundreds of interactions between protesters and police, including more than 10,000 videos, more than a million pages. How do you read and review a million pages of records? How many people does that take? The city had argued that the protesters assumed the risk of being injured by police when they chose to exercise their First Amendment rights to peacefully protest, an argument rejected by the judge. Now, if you're going to do a peaceful protest, you do it legally, you get what you need, right? That's one thing. If you're truly not making any noise, that's one thing. I don't mean noise, you know what I'm saying. Right? But when you're out of hand, when you don't obey the orders to keep peace in a situation like that, when does it become the responsibility of the city to make sure you're safe? When you see things going sideways, should you not leave? Right? Get out of there? Now, I do realize some police officers do get out of control from time to time, but I don't see it here. Not yet. You want to send me clips to show me different? All right. But, and if the BLM or the BLM groups can sue the police departments, why can't we sue BLM and put them in jail for burning down police stations? For beating people in the streets? Why can't we do that? I'm just asking, does it work both ways or only one way? Right? Now, what's really funny about this, too, is that the... How we can hit this morning at the side of the break. They're accused of dehumanizing protesters. Like the cops are dehumanized, right? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Show. 855-732-5563. I mean, seriously, get involved, get engaged, understand what's going on. You know, the there's so much happening in California. And when California goes in a certain direction or does something stupid, it seems like some of the bigger states or the next larger states, they start doing the same thing or at least thinking about doing the same thing. We're losing insurance carriers out here because of all the regulations on insurance carriers. Anyway, I'll get to that story in a second. The city of Seattle, again, I was talking about BLM protesters, and if the BLM protesters are being paid large settlements, you know, from police departments, why can't we do it the other way around? Right? I'm just curious. I mean, remember, these guys had just finished paying almost a $3 million settlement of a lawsuit filed by, you know, business owners on Capitol Hill who claimed the city's handling of the protests, including the formation of the police-free Capitol Hill organized protest zone, damaged their businesses, shut them down. It's just amazing. No, you want me to say it again? The settlement comes on the heels of a city's $2.9 million settlement last year of a lawsuit filed by business owners on Capitol Hill who claimed the city's handling of the protests, including the formation of a police-free Capitol Hill organized protest zone. So it didn't matter what you did. It didn't matter what went on. The police weren't allowed to go in there. I don't know how they did it. No, really, think it through. How did they do it? Because, I don't want to get too nasty with people. So, I just got to say, if BLM, if Antifa, if whatever the group is, breaks the law, does the wrong thing, and gets hurt, why do we have to pay for it? Again, I don't care what group is, what side of the aisle they are. Why do we have to pay for it? Seattle's got enough trouble, still has enough trouble. You got a place where police can't go in no matter what, and then you want us to be concerned about you? Don't go in there. Stay away from it. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just amazing. Won't stop anytime soon. All right. I'll tell you about California insurance. There are a lot of trouble with insurance companies out here. Because of the regulations, because of the issues. And you're seeing more and more of them pull out. They don't want to provide insurance anymore. California homeowners are hit the hardest. They're running out of options. Now, most of these insurance companies will stay until you make the claim, and then they'll drop you and leave. Hartford Financial Services Group, you hear all their commercials as the Hartford. They announced on Wednesday that it will no longer offer new personal property insurance coverage to homeowners in California. This will be right. Now, starting in February, homeowners with existing policies will continue to be renewed, but we'll see how long that lasts. Now, the Hartford followed step by taking several other private insurers in the past couple of years, including State Farm, Allstate, which both announced that they would have stopped writing new policies in the state in November of 2022. Right? The insurers said that they were cutting back their coverage in California due to wildfire risks. The wildfire risks are because the state will not let them clean up the mess, clean up the underbrush. And yet we have to pay for it. We're losing competition. We're losing insurance companies. Now, because the writer is very left-leaning, he writes, studies have shown that the climate crisis has increased both the frequency and severity of extreme weather events. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes. Now, I got to tell you, you got to check these things out. And don't go to the left-leaning sites. Don't go to the pro-climate change sites. Look at the real sites. Look at Farmer's Almanac. Do a little of your own homework. You will find out that hurricanes and tornadoes are not on the rise. They're really not. I mean, when I was a kid, you want to talk about weather? And that's why they would say we're having a cooling age. We had blizzard after blizzard after blizzard doing them. I got the pictures to prove it. You can rewrite history any way you want to. I got the pictures to prove it. Now, smaller insurance, including Maristar Insurance Company, Unitrin Auto and Home Insurance Company, right? Kemper Independent Insurance, companies like that announced last year that they would not renew policies in California in 2024. So I don't know where we're going to get that insurance that they keep saying it's mandatory that we have. Homeowners Insurance Environment California, they have unique challenges too. Right? Now, based on the challenges that they've got going on, they say their analysis of the trends that made it so they're going to stop offering new homeowner policies as well. We don't enter this decision lightly, they said. We appreciate the support and efforts like, you know, the insurance commissioner. Right? The strategy to put this together, the strategy to try to keep these companies here. They can't stay if they can't make money. Some of you are going, see, that's why we need socialism. No, no. It doesn't mean it would be cheaper. Everything else would be so much more expensive. You'd be back into a corner with so many more things that you have to do. You wouldn't know what to do with yourself. Seriously. Now, the Hartford has a homeowner insurance and market share of less than 1%. Now, several major private insurers in Florida, or left Florida last year, left a lot of homeowners, you know, scrambling to get coverage. Or decided to go bare, as they call it. Without coverage, residents of the Sunshine State, they're currently paying the highest premiums in the entire country. Right? It's an average of about $4,000 a year. It is getting crazy. But again, they're taking all the risk. You're taking none to speak of. Right? The insurance commissioner in California, or the insurance watchdogs, are very tough on the insurance companies. I'm not cutting them any slack. They try to get out of everything they can. I get it. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Stay close. Got a lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A first-of-its-kind execution is set to take place in Alabama. USA's Corey Myers has details.
U.S. Supreme Court justice is rejecting an effort to stop the country's first-ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988, while Smith reportedly requested the new execution method, his lawyer still appealed, claiming the gas poisoning would violate the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment.
Former Trump White House aide Peter Navarro is being sentenced to 4 months in prison. Navarro was convicted of contempt of Congress in September for not complying with a subpoena issued by the January 6th House Select Committee. Navarro's team argued during sentencing that he believed he could not comply with the committee's subpoena due to executive privilege. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
I am back. Perfect timing, I think, anyway. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. God, come on, guys, really? In the chat room right now, should you want to join, you can find it at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Let's see. Yeah, does all that's going on right now mean that Hunter will go to jail for contempt of Congress? You're so cute. We're talking about the Biden crime family. Ain't nothing going to happen. Not right now, anyway. Doesn't mean forever. It just means nothing will happen right now. Right? I would love to see justice served. But you've got such a corrupt Department of Justice right now, you're not going to get anything done with them. Come on. Look, some of us who grew up in an area that had heavy mafia influence, how's that? Right? These guys didn't go to jail. It took the feds and others to really, you know, really come down on them. Before anything happened to them, right? So if you really think, really, really, really believe that something's going to happen to Hunter, it really, truly, you know the old joke, you take an act of Congress? It's going to be more than just an act of Congress. You're going to have the House, the Senate, you're going to have so much pressure on these people that they're going to have to move to put him in. And how long? How long will he be in there before Daddy pardons him and lets him go? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, and the Dems are looking hard to replace people like, Sinema over in Arizona. She got irritated. Now, it's not the people necessarily that want to change her out. No. This has to do with the Democrats there in the state. right? They want her gone because she's no longer a Democrat. She gave them a hard time. She doesn't always go along with them. I'm not a big fan of hers, but I like it. Right? What's her name? Kyrsten Sinema. She's now an independent out of Arizona. You're looking at maybe the Democrats are pushing hard to replace her. Now, NBC's reporting is that the Sinema has not yet, she's not yet filed her statement for intent. She needs to start collecting signatures. She still could, for all intents and purposes, she still has until April 4th to submit. She needs to submit 42,000. That's a long time. And the way these people pull together, the things that they do, they could make this happen. 42,000 signatures, not a big number. Now, some of them have already tried. Some of them have already tried, already working to get it together. If she doesn't run, that's a huge relief for Representative Ruben Gallego, a Democrat out of Arizona. He wouldn't have to worry about her picking off any Democrats or independents. He needs to win. Much of Gallego's campaigning, he's targeted Sinema. Right, they're already, you know, going at her. Now, that would be a three-way race. I would probably give the Republican, if she stays in as an independent, that would probably give a Republican a leg up. To what degree, I don't know yet. Carrie Lake, we're late this week, allegedly, she forced the Arizona GOP chair to resign after releasing a recording of a conversation between two of them in which he dangled various carrots, a corporate job, money, and more to keep her from running for the Senate this year. Now, Lake released a recording, and per ex-chair Jeff DeWitt, he threatened to release more recordings. She threatened to release more recordings if he didn't resign. Although her camp denies it, she denies it. In the interest of myself and other people in wanting Kerry to consider sitting on the sidelines for at least this cycle, it basically revolved around her limited appeal with moderates. Now, look, I agree that sometimes this is an issue. Somebody like me, probably not a big champion in the moderate Democrat world, moderate Democrats and independent world. But you don't run on what party you belong to. You don't run on who you're going to take down. What you run on, for all intents and purposes, is what you stand for, what you're willing to do, what you're willing to change. You know, again, it's only just a school board. But I run for school board, and I don't run on Republican principles. For me, the big deal was career tech education, because that is a big deal. Our kids need to learn those kind of things. They need to learn basic skills. What the heck the difference is between a Phillips head and a slotted head, how to cut a piece of wood, what the wire colors mean. I mean, seriously, how many people get electrocuted every year because they don't know basics? You know, I love some of these people I talk to. You know, they don't even know where the water main in the house is. I know this sounds like stupid stuff, but really, if you're home alone, you know, your wife, your kid, you should at least know what to, you should know how to shut off the gas, how to shut off the water. I think it's hilarious that we don't teach these basics in school. We should be teaching them at home, right? But we don't teach these basics in school. Anyway, Lake's camp cried rhino treachery. DeWitt countered with those pushing for Lake to sit out of the race are actually very pro-Trump, and they think she could hurt his chances. Now, she ran for Arizona governor, as you know, in 22, and I still think that was a problematic election. Sorry, but I do. Look, when you have machines that don't work, when you have more ballots coming back in than were mailed out, when you have signatures that don't match and or only one box was checked on the whole ballot, don't you scratch your head and wonder why? Right? It's amazing to me. You pay attention, do the work, just don't take the ideological stance. As a Republican conservative, I don't take a stance that the Democrats just cheated because they're Democrats. I look at the numbers. I look at what happened. I look at how many, in several states, how many ballots were not mailed out but were received back in. Or I should say the other way around. How many ballots came in that were never mailed out? How many ballots that came in that, for all intents and purposes, were printed ballots? And I say that, what I mean is the squares, the circles, whatever you marked, were actually printed. It wasn't a pen. Yeah, they got proof. They've got copies of this stuff. They got proof. But you won't budge because you're afraid. Oh my God, a Republican might get in. And I love it too because you see it happen in California a lot. We have great cities, safe cities, great schools, clean water. And people move there because they want to be, you know, they want to partake in this. They want clean water. They want great schools. They want safe schools, right? And then what do? What's the first thing they do? Oh, my God, I didn't know this whole school board was Republican. We got to fix this. But you love the schools. Yeah, but can't have Republicans in there. Can't have conservatives in there. Well, who do you think made the policy that made the schools great? Yeah, the teachers carry it out. Staff carries it out. But somebody has got to give direction. So you think it through. Use your God-given ability to think. And make and vote based on what you know to be truth, not what you perceive to be, not what you would like to be. Look at if you got a safe city, it's safe, it's got great parks, clean streets, no major potholes in it. You don't agree with everything the city council, the town council does, but why would you change that? Just for political reasons. I'm curious. Anyway, 855-RICHO, 855-732-5563. Steve Garvey, some of you know who he is, former Dodger, running for Senate here in California. And his consultant really needs to have his ears boxed. You know what I mean? The guy really, really, really did not do a good job. Working with Steve, so in his first forum and in his first debate, he had a lot more to work with. Now, the party as a whole has got a series of issues, and frankly, he's one of them. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Show us your host. Always appreciate the time you guys spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. I know that there's, you know, thousands of other shows you could be listening to. You've chosen this one, and I appreciate that very much. I also think that it just shows me how smart you are, and others too. Right? All right. I got other stories. I just really want to get together with, but. You know, you guys realize that if you do your homework, you find out the way the Supreme Court is supposed to work, according to the Constitution, according to our founding fathers, the way it's supposed to, it doesn't make law. Something isn't a law because they reject the law. Something isn't a law because they make it a law. The founding fathers never had the intent that these guys would continually, they actually thought it would be a detriment, continually have to remind lawmakers what the law is. Because they weren't the elected officials. These nine people are not the elected officials. These agencies are not the elected officials. And the way they play the game now over the years is, well, you know, our founding fathers didn't say that we make the law and we lay out the law and we set the law. No, they just said we make the law and we can have an agency figure out what to do with it. No, you should. You should, so you can't say, well, look, they went overboard, they took too much power, we didn't know that's what they were going to do. You can't do that. It's wrong, period. Just wrong. Anyway. Yeah, I know, I went off. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots of good stories out there to deal with. And, you know, you see things like this Harvard professor. So there was recently a Harvard professor who accused Israel. Now, you can't make this stuff up because this is, like, so far out there. The Harvard professor who signed a letter accusing Israel of running a regime of apartheid, he's been appointed to an anti-Semitism task force. How does that plan out? Right? I mean, think about it. Truly gives a whole different meaning than a fox watching the hen house, doesn't it? He was accused Israel of running an apartheid regime. He's been appointed to the institution's anti-Semite task force. Now, Harvard's interim president, Alan Garber, made the announcement in an email. He needs to go too, I guess, to the community members on Friday. He stated that professor of Jewish history at the Faculty of Arts and Science, Derek Penslar, will co-chair the task force. Now, Pencil signed a letter in August that accused Israel of running a regime of apartheid without equal rights for all, whether in one state, two states, or in some other political framework. There is always a danger of dictatorship. There cannot be a democracy for Jews in Israel as long as the Palestinians live under a regime of apartheid. Do you realize that the Palestinians, the people living in Gaza, the non-Jews, have it better than they have it in their quote-unquote homeland? Women have it better in Israel than they do anywhere else there in the Middle East? Let that sink in. Where are you getting your information? For those of you who are, oh, I hear what they do to women. What are they? This is a question as a conservative. You have to ask some of these people sometimes. Now, I know some of you, you know, you think you can defend Trump when they say, well, you know, they say he's a racist. Well, I know he's not. So ask them, what exactly? Give me an example of something he did that was racist. Not racist in the woke way, but racist in the real way. Same thing here. Tell me where women have as many rights, more rights, than they do in Israel, in that area, in that geographic area. Right? You can't. Because most of those Arab nations are not female-friendly. How do you like that? That's the best way to put it. Right? So, these kids, these people, to use Nancy Pelosi's terms, these low-information people, right? You need to, we need to, us-ins need to, pay attention and give them the proper information. Don't look at them and say, my God, you're so stupid, you're so ignorant. You look at them and say, where did you hear that? What facts did they use to back it up? You know, help me understand. Because I'm not getting it. Really. And I think you'd be surprised. All right. When I start talking like that, all right. So, Pesler also told the publication earlier in January that he thinks the anti-Semitism at the Cambridge, Massachusetts institution is real. But being exaggerated. He said, we have a problem with anti-Semitism at Harvard, just like we have a problem with Islamophobia and how students converse with each other. He said the problems are real, but outsiders took a very real problem and proceeded to exaggerate its scope. Right? He pointed out by the Jewish Insider, Pensar also told Harvard Crimson in a late, now that's their newspaper, December 2023, that the amount of media focus on anti-Semitism at Harvard has obscured the vulnerability. Yeah, you say that. It's one of those words I really have a hard time with. Pro-Palestinian students. You know, again, always, yeah, but look at, until we do it. Yeah, but look at what's happening to the Palestinian student. Yeah, but look at what's happening here. Look at what's happening there. doesn't give you... Whatever happened with don't repay evil for evil? They're not being attacked on campus. Right? Nobody's physically hurting them or hitting them. People get protests if they want to, but you don't talk about wiping out a group of people. When you say from the river to the sea, you are talking about wiping out the Jewish community, the Jewish people. No. You know, it's funny, the same group of people that are all into equality for all, equity for all, making sure that everybody is taken care of, that women are treated the same across the board. It's amazing. Right? I mean, they look at what's going on in camp, and it's okay to be an anti-Semite. How's that equal across the board? Where's your proof? Where's your information? Right? All right, what else? I had another rich one that I thought was hilarious. Oh, because it had Hillary Clinton in it. Yep. I have 21 minutes of video recording of Hillary Clinton denying that Donald Trump won, that she won. And actually, in this 21 minutes where she's at other states, she talks about other people, other Democrats, where she felt that the votes were stolen. Another election denier, but that's okay. Right? On September 9, 2016, that should be a date that would live in infamy for Hillary Clinton. All right, or they use the words of a lesser president, former boss Barack Obama. It should at least be the defining teachable moment for her. Now, on that day, speaking in New York City, Hillary was telling supporters what she was going to get done when, not if, when she was elected president. She said, we're going to keep working towards an AIDS-free generation, a goal that I set as Secretary of State. And with your help, we're going to pass comprehensive gun laws, she said. Now they're screaming Hillary, Hillary for her, right? They're all excited. She said, I know these are only 60 days left to make our case. So again, back in 2016. Don't get complacent. Don't see the latest outrageous, offensive, inappropriate comments from Donald Trump, because she never made any. Well, she said, he's done this. We're living in a volatile political environment, she said. And then, in a moment of outrage, an offense, she said this. You know, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump supporters into what I would call the basket of the deplorables, right? The racist, the sexist, the homophobic, the xenophobic, the Islamophobic, you name it, they are it. Wow. Well, first of all, I'd like to say, these people, I mean, she's college educated, doesn't even know what phobic means. They have so twisted the English language. They have so misused and abused the English language over the last couple of decades. You have to keep asking somebody what they're talking about. What do you mean by that? How is that a racist comment? How is that hate speech? Help me understand. What do you mean by that? Again, you go back to the guys that made that constitutional entry, that amendment. See, why don't you see what they were calling each other, what they were saying about each other? And then tell me about hate speech. Right? Now, we know how the rest of that went. That basket of deplorables, well, it didn't single-handedly sink her, but it definitely put the hole in the boat that started it. Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me. I always appreciate your time with me. Remember, we're here every day. Hopefully you will, too. Check us out, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.